Welcome, everyone. It's Parkside Today, featuring conversation and interesting discussion with members of the UW-Parkside Learning Community. I'm Molly Moore, Development Officer in University Advancement. It's my pleasure to welcome UW-Parkside Associate Professor of Business and Executive Director of International Affairs, Abby Curavilla. Also with us today are guests from Ostfalia University in Germany, Gert, Jürgen, and Uleika. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi. Gert, Jürgen, and Uleika, can you tell us about your visit to UW-Parkside thus far?
So shall I start? Yeah, I can do so. Yeah, we have a 10-year and maybe a little bit longer cooperation to Parkside. The idea is exchanging students from both sides, having the students from Parkside to Germany, and having our students here and do the same with staff. And this time we are here to talk about further steps in our cooperation. And there are two new colleagues with me here, so I have been here several times, but Ulrike and Jürgen are for the first time, and I think they shall have a good impression here of the campus and the region at all.
Yes, it's my first time here at Parkside University. I'm very impressed. You have such a big campus. You have so much space here. In Germany, we have our campuses are smaller. You have. I love the atmosphere. It's so calm here. You have many students around, but it's a very relaxed atmosphere, and I like it. I'm here to get a personal impression. I want to know what our students experience here when they are doing a study abroad semester. And I will return tomorrow to Germany, to Ostfalia, with a very, very positive impression of Parkside University.
Yes, I'm Jürgen. I'm from the computer science department. Also, for me, it's the first time to be here at Parkside. I'm very impressed by the university, the very spacious area around the university, the good sport facilities. And for me, as I said, it's the first time, but I hope to come back because I might be one of those who will go here again to give some lectures during the next students' exchange.
Great, thank you. This is Abby Curavilla, and thank you, Molly, for the kind introduction. Maybe we'll start with the bigger picture. I know that both Ulrike and Gert have visited the United States before. But let's ask Jürgen, what is his impression about the United States so far? You've been here for a few days now.
Yes, for me, it's the first time to be in the USA. It was a very nice experience up to now. I liked it very much. I'm very impressed about the very spacious area, wherever you are. If it's in the streets, the houses, everything is... Compared to Germany, it's very spacious. I like it very much and hope to be back soon.
Wonderful. We always like to have our foreign guests back. Gert, you've been here 5 times, right? This is your 5th trip. But Ulrike, a little curious about your visit to this part of the country. You've been to other parts of the country.
Yeah, I've been once in Boston when I, 2 or 3 years ago, I visited NAFSA conference. And now I'm here more or less on a more... on the countryside, more or less, compared to Boston. Kenosha is a small city. But I love it very much. We went down to the lake, to the seaside, and I felt like on a sea coast in Europe. For example, the Northern Sea in Germany looks like the lake here. This morning it was very windy, but I imagine that during the summertime it's very chilly here, very relaxed, and a good place for relaxing and studying. Yeah,
true. And I noticed that you said we went to the seaside. So,
to the lakeside.
So good. You are one of the pioneers in this program, this exchange program that exists with the Ostfalia University for close to 10 years now. How would you evaluate, or what do you think are the highlights of this relationship so far?
Yeah, I think to say it in one word, it's very successful. And so in our university, I'm responsible for international corporations, and we have a lot of them to other partners in Europe, but all over the world. But I really have to say that Parkside is one of the best. And that's because of we doing it for 10 years now. And that's not only having in contract, that's we're working on it. So there have been groups from Parkside to Germany, usually for summer schools, and German students here for a semester. Colleagues are doing projects together, and several of them are in there. And that's one of the reasons we are here again, yeah, to continue it.
Great. That's, you know, it's great to have a champion that moves these partnerships forward, and we definitely see you as our champion in Germany. Ulrike, just curious, since you head the international office at Australia University, you are the one that gets in touch with the students who are studying from Germany and spending a semester or a short term at UW Parkside or in the US.
Yeah.
And just really curious, out of about 30 students who have spent a semester at UW Parkside over the last 10 years, what are some of the main things you hear about the US and about being at Parkside from these students?
All the students who wish to go to the United States, or most of them, have been in the United States before. And for them, it's their favorite destination. And they try, yeah, they have been here with their parents, or they have spent a year at a school. And then during their studies at Australia, they decide to do a semester, a complete semester abroad. These people are very enthusiastic with the United States. They speak very well English. They know a lot about the country. And my impression is when they arrive here, they are very well informed, or they have knowledge about the country. It's not like me, who is here for the second time for only a short days, and I'm not very familiar with your way of life. But these young men and women, they really know what they are doing and what they expect. And when they return, they are talking about your very well equipped sports facilities. They love the way you Americans are living. And they love to get American friends and to keep, and most of them still are in touch with American student friends. Yeah, and I think this is what they want, this experience to get friends, to improve the language skills too. Mm-hmm. But to spend, and I think the study opportunity is an opportunity to spend more than a holiday in the United States, and hopefully for them they get advantages, or they, when they are looking for a job, perhaps this study abroad can help them to get a job they want, and probably, or most of them, wish to have a job perhaps where they are in contact with the United States, or where they work together with an enterprise in the United States or something like this.
Okay. Well, we love the German students too. They do exceedingly well when they are visiting us at UW Parkside, and many of our students make lifelong friends. In fact, next week we have one of our students who's going to Germany because she met this guy who came from Australia or that area, and she's going to visit him next week, so spending a week in Germany. Uh-huh. So it really does build international partnerships beyond what we could, create. And so we are very thankful for the partnership. We met the mayor of Kenosha today, Mayor Antaramin, and talked about multiple things, one of the topics being the Sister Cities organization. Wolf and Butel is a sister city to Kenosha. And that was the purpose of the meeting, in order to just get connected between representatives of both cities. I'm just curious, what were your not outcomes, but what are your impressions about, meeting the mayor and then meeting of just the sister cities organization and the role that plays in the university and vice versa?
Yeah, I was very, very impressed. He's very open-minded, and there are some similar ideas on it. So our partnership in the sister cities is almost 50 years. I think it started in 1970. I was just born then. So, long years. But if you look at the regions, there are some similar ideas. So to stay in contact, as I understood, there are almost 2 years visitor groups from Kenosha and vice versa from Wolfenbüttel here. But being in there with the university is an important part too, to exchange the young people. And what are the things to do in the future? For example, we live in a region with a lot of engineering. Economy is very successful. But there are some issues like in healthcare and in demographic in the Wolfenbüttel area. And as I understood, there are some similar things here. Yeah? And so we created some ideas maybe to work together. And one point could be there are needed a lot of engineers in our area in Germany. We cannot produce so much. We have a 13,500 students, but the companies want more. And so we try to motivate already kids, and especially girls, to do math, science, and engineering. And we have some interested projects inside our university and collaborate with the high schools. And we talk to the major, and he has some similar ideas. Maybe we can do it international.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what? Just to sort of give the background for this, one of the areas that both Asfalia and UW Parkside work together is on a multidisciplinary projects that involve studying freshwater in Lake Michigan and then using developed apps by students from both universities to study the quality of the water and be able to transmit that information to shore. And the opportunity that today we had in order to engage high school students from potentially both the countries in these projects. I'm curious, Professor Jürgen, as a professor, what are some ideas that you think will move this partnership even forward? I know you are in the computer science discipline. What are your impressions about and your thoughts about moving this partnership even more?
Yes, I think what worked very well in the past were these shorter 2 weeks studies within summer schools. I think we have to go on with those. And that's also one reason why I'm here, to see if I see possibilities in my area to set up a course like that, so that American students would come to Australia. Maybe we would there do some things concentrating on computer science, maybe autonomous driving, or also sensor developments, or working with sensors, so that there maybe we like put the basics,
and then the group would come here to Kenosha, and there we would do something which is then collecting the data, processing it, putting it to internet or whatever, so that it is a combined course, half done in Europe and the other half done here in the US. And then with two groups, one from Australia, one from here from Kenosha.
Outstanding. Those are some, you know, projects that have so much potential to move our partnership beyond what we're doing currently. In terms of the, you know, you spent a few days now over here, you've met the leadership of the university, both the chancellor and the provost. You've had an interview with the Kenosha News today, which is going to carry an article tomorrow on the 6th of March. And then you've met other community members, some faculty. Any closing impressions before you leave for Germany tomorrow? I know the weather is exactly the same here as it is in your...
Yes, the weather is very similar. It might have been even a little bit colder than here. We had minus 10 degrees in the last week. So it's very similar in winter, but I think in summer it's a little bit better because you are close to Rome, I would say, roughly, if I look to the globus. So it's a little bit warmer, so I hope to come back when the weather is very fine, maybe to go to the lake.
Yeah. You have to come back and swim. Ulrike, any...
Yeah, the people here are so friendly and... Yes, I would say thank you for this nice invitation, for this reception we had. Everybody I have met is very likes to support our partnership, likes to support the exchange of students, and I have met only very open-minded people here, and hopefully our partnership will continue this way. And I look forward. I think we are looking, all of us, we are looking forward to a very positive partnership. Yeah, things will get better.
They always do, yes. Yeah. And we are, you know, like you mentioned, we are one of the strongest partnerships that we have.
Yeah.
Gert, speaking about partnerships, you head the international affairs at the university, and we're just curious about the number of international partners that you have around the world, and what do you see in the relationship with UW Parkside that, in a way, sets it apart? If it sets it apart, we'd be curious to hear a little bit more about your, you know, pan-world partnerships and then the place that we have there.
Yeah, so there are a lot of partnerships because to have international cooperation is very important for us. It's exchanging or getting an idea of others' cultures. It's important for business too then, yeah, to understand each other so we can communicate. But the point is we have to understand each other, and that only works if you are going abroad or have students there. But as I told, some of the partnerships work very well. So some of them are close to the engineering field because we are a hotspot of automotive engineering in the north of Germany with all these things. So some of our partners are close to universities where our plants or engineering is too. But Parkside works very well because meantime, we're so successful to bring several faculties in. So it started with law and business on your side. Then for myself, I built up a little bit computer science with you guys because I'm from the computer science department. Started 2010. And then 2014, our supply engineering and your biology and geography came in. So there are three departments and several colleagues. So I think just roughly count them, should be over 10, 15 of my colleagues that have been here. And there are several visits from your side. That's a point. Not just only having a contract, having ideas and do it in a continuous way. And when I arrived here on Friday, I posted on Facebook, and you saw it. I posted it in Germany, but the post was like something like, "It feels like coming home." So my wife told me, "Yeah, your home is in Germany." That's right. Yeah, but for the years I have been here several times, and the people are so kind, and it's working together, and therefore I think we are so successful.
Well, we definitely hope that UW Parkside is a second home for all of you, and then we'll come back. And we've talked about some great, you know, positive things. One of the initiatives that we have as a university with Australia is also an international conference that we just began, the inaugural international conference on sustainable globalization that was held in India in January. And one of the, we were the co-organizers for that conference. And the goal is, of course, to grow it even larger and bigger, you know, through the coming years. And I think we're also curious a little bit about just some of the challenges that you are facing in higher education at Australia or Germany in general. Are there any thoughts that you would have regarding challenges that you face?
I would say our students know that they need to improve their English skills. Mm-hmm. So we have around 130 partners worldwide, but the United States are still a favorite destination. Because you speak English here, mm-hmm. yeah? And it's difficult for us, and we have to be honest, in Germany, it's difficult to get a partner in England, for example. So we have certain interest to have partners in the United States, in Australia, or wherever, the native language is English. Yeah? Mm-hmm. English is the first language, and this is an important factor for the students when they choose where to spend their semester abroad. We have partners in Poland, we have partners in southern Italy, and so on, but most of our students do not speak enough of the native language. Mm-hmm. So it's for them it's less interesting to go to another exotic country. They prefer the United States, or they would prefer England. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is one of the challenges, I would say. We have to, it's one of the challenges for the next years. And when we do new agreements, we have to look at this point.
And we view that challenge as an opportunity, because we can provide that at UW Parkside, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we have the English that you're looking for. So, and you know, of course, for us, for our students, it is developing their cultural competencies and understanding a world beyond America, and understanding different worldviews and how different parts of the world think, and you know, differences in culture, and learning and appreciating that. So definitely developing cultural competencies mm-hmm. is our goal in these partnerships, and mm-hmm. that way it's, you know, mutually helpful for both of us. Just in terms of higher education in Germany, what is, just curious about the students' appreciation, and how much do the students realize the value of our higher education that they can get beyond a high school in Germany? In a general level, what would be your thoughts regarding the interest that students show? I know it's free, mm-hmm. it's students don't have to pay anything, but is that something that everyone wants to do because it's free, or is it something that it's only a select group of students want to pursue? And then what percentage would you say pursue a higher education beyond high school?
I think only a part of the younger students will pursue academic studies or mm-hmm. so, yeah. It's, I don't have the figures or the numbers, but my impression is that not everybody wants to go to a university and obtain a university degree.
Mm-hmm.
We in Germany, we have so many possibilities to qualify for jobs. We have this dual system after the school, and there are several alternatives to be excellent or to be successful after school.
And you have a strong economy now.
We have a strong economy now, but everybody knows that he or she has to qualify to learn something, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this necessarily does not happen at a university.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and there's something to know. There's a difference in the education system. So to go to the university or the University of Applied Science, you have this, the kids have to perform at a certain level. Mm-hmm. So we have a different school system. That means we call it Abitur. You need 12 years of school and a certain certificate that you can go to university. That means that the grade must be in a specific level. So everyone, every kid has a chance to do, but must be the school. And therefore, maybe it increased the last years. So when I studied, then I think there were maybe 20-30% on the schools with Abitur, we call it. So mm-hmm. it's high school education. Nowadays, we have 2/3, yeah. But as Ulrike told, there are other systems, like the tool systems, so doing training on the job mm-hmm. and go to school.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Jürgen?
Yes, I know. As Gerd said, as I started to go to university, there were only few people going there. Now I would say 20% of the people are going to university roughly. That's much more than before. Mm-hmm. But we have these other systems with dual education, which let's say another 30% are roughly doing. So we have a lot of students, more than before, but I think the number will increase in the future even to maybe 30-35% who will go to the university.
All right, that's a very positive note that, we hope the same, that the number of students pursuing higher education would increase. Now, you are all from the Lower Saxony area. Is there, for the sake of our listeners, would there be, if you would teach one word from your specific region, what would that be? Or generally in German, you know, if somebody wants to learn a German word, what would be a word that you would teach and how to pronounce it accurately?
So, for example, Currywurst.
Currywurst.
Currywurst. Currywurst.
Currywurst.
Some sausage with curry. So it's very specific to our area and to eat.
So sausage with curry.
Yeah,
Currywurst.
You should come. And
maybe. maybe another word which I think is already well known in the U.S. is Jägermeister.
There you go.
Jägermeister is a special liqueur which is brewed in the city of Wolfenbüttel, so where
right
the
where
university
are.
Is located. I think it's very famous, and a lot of people know it in the U.S. And when we went around here to different restaurants, we also saw that bottles of Jägermeister were there. It's from our company, from our city, and so I think every student who would come to Wolfenbüttel will also have the opportunity to visit this company.
Oh, just the visit, yes. Okay, yes, we like that. Ulrike?
To be honest, I'm from the Frankfurt region, mm-hmm. and a famous word is Apfelwein.
Apfelwein.
Apfelwein, you don't know it? What? Mm-hmm. It's wine made by apples.
With apples. That's
yeah.
Easy. Apfelwein.
Apfelwein. Okay. But as I'm living in Wolfsburg, since I have 6 years now, I would say the word I have known when I arrived there is Autostadt.
Okay.
At least twice or three times per day, somebody is talking about Autostadt. This right. is the famous place where the Volkswagen Enterprise has its seat, and it's a big campus for tourists. Uh-huh. There they organize events. It's uh-huh. very impressive. It's
okay.
Everybody who visits Wolfsburg should visit it. Yes.
All right. So
Autostadt. It's the keyword.
All right. So we know the Autobahn. Now we learned about the Autostadt.
Yeah, you know, Germany is always in connection with auto.
the Currywurst and the Geigermeister, right?
Jägermeister.
Jägermeister, the right way to say it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again for a wonderful interview and for spending time and just everything that we could learn from you. And hopefully mm-hmm. the rest of your visit goes outstanding. Hopefully, I think there'll be a newspaper article tomorrow. We look forward to reading that. And we welcome you back to UW Parkside anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you
very
much.
Thank you for this invitation.